Good morning. Thank you all for inviting me today. It's always a pleasure and honor to do so, especially on such a beautiful November Sunday morning and the beginning of Advent. I would like to say I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, got enough to eat, and was able to give thanks to God for all He has given us. But now we are moving on into the season of Advent, 4 weeks before Christmas, the birth of Christ, or 4 Sundays before. And I think we can all say and all agree that Christmas is the biggest and most important and best holiday and celebration of the year. However, it can come with a cost, and those costs might include distractions, stress, anxiety, overspending, unrealized expectations, disappointment, loneliness. Sometimes I believe if you watch the news much, the only purpose of Christmas is to see how much retailers can sell at this time of the year. And that's, if it's good, that's good. If it's not good, that's not good. And I even listened to a financial advisor on YouTube who runs a very, very Christian company, and it's a rather large company. But I saw one video the other day, and the title of it was Supply Chain May Ruin Christmas. And I thought, that it just can't be. But his logic was there. He reported that in the a port in California, there were $28 billion worth of merchandise waiting to be unloaded from ships and then shipped all over the United States. And if that didn't get done, I guess it was just going to ruin Christmas. No mention of the purpose of Christmas there. But now I would like everybody to just stop for a minute. Take a deep breath, clear your minds of anything worldly around you, around us. We're here in the house of God, in the presence of God. We should be at peace and connecting with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That connecting, it may take some effort, is what we need to bolster our faith, give us strength, further our personal relationship with God and our Savior, which is the purpose of Christmas. Now, I've been a lay preacher for quite some time, and when I started that, I started following the lectionary, and it seemed to me, I noticed at Christmas time during Advent season, we didn't read the Christmas story. It was just left out, and I thought that was a terrible omission, because that's something, at least I remember the Christmas story very well from being a child right here in this church. And, you know, the term, the greatest story ever told, has been attached to this story of the birth of Jesus. And I don't think you can hear it too much, and I don't think it can be said too much, because it's the beginning of the faith we have today. So, if you would bear with me, take a few moments, listen and hear the greatest story ever told by two different men. And I would like to read it out of a King James Version. And this is what Matthew reports. Now, the birth of Jesus was this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And he knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. And behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And then they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for that thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule thy people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word that I also may come and worship him. And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream, that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. And then Luke relates the story from his point of view. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them unto heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all that they heard, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. And it was told unto them. So that's why we're here today. And I think we can agree, I hope, at least I do, that this is the greatest story ever told. And when we get right down to it, that's all we need for Christmas, to celebrate. And I'm not saying we don't have family gatherings, presents, decorations, trees. All of that is part of celebrating Christmas today. But all these things are just ancillary to the true meaning of Christmas. So please keep this in mind through Advent and through the Christmas season. Make time, this time of true celebration, of joy, of happiness, and I believe most of all, of peace. As the angel said, on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Amen. I would like to stop there because I think that's so important.